Star Wars Stuff Podcast. My name is James.
My name is David.
And I'm Joseph.
And welcome to the podcast all about Star Wars. So this week we have some pretty cool things to
talk about. Maybe some other franchises.
Yeah, we're probably going to... I know today we're going to talk about something else because we're crazy. But it all leads back to Star Wars, so it'll make sense here in a bit, I think.
Hopefully.
We'll see. But before we start... you know, each week we tell you, email us, you know, we'd like to hear back. And somebody emailed us from the UK. Like, they sent us this really long email about how their father was actually now, you'd probably call it a production assistant for A New Hope.
Yeah.
And they said that he used to babysit Gary Kurtz's kids when they were over there filming A New Hope. And for a couple of days, their father was Anthony Daniels' photographer. He followed him around, and they said, like, you know, we don't know what those pictures that they turned out, but I'm pretty sure, like, those are Anthony Daniels, like, personal, like, his camera, his things. And according to them, they said a lot of the crew didn't think the movie was gonna be anything, which further, like, you know, I guess verifies what people thought about the movie when they were making it, where we keep hearing all these reports where they all thought it was kind of be like nothing, but their father thought it was going to be something amazing, and it was.
So yeah.
Shout out to you for sending us that awesome email about Star Wars, about the first, you know, the first movie. That's pretty amazing, and the fact that they're all the way in the UK listening to us here in Texas, you know, talking about Star Wars, it's pretty great.
Yeah, we've gotten a bunch of emails, and it's
one
pretty.
From, Ireland the other day, and that was it was Ireland, right? That was.
And there's so many places now. It's like kind of it's all kind of blending together. But yeah, it's awesome that you guys all say that you're enjoying the show, our topics, what we talk about.
It's pretty great. I know some of y'all may disagree with us. I know a lot of people disagree with me with the top 10. Do you know what though? It was my personal list, so I don't want to. Anyways, but yeah, that was pretty funny. And then also on Instagram, a lot of people comment on our stuff, and I asked them to. I asked people to write down what they think the next movie will be called. And we have a few. We're going to read them out. I don't want to say the names because I don't want someone to be like, man, that wasn't nice. Hold on, let me get this.
Say what they think. And then.
So what were we talking about last podcast? We were talking about, like...
We were talking about...
Rise
or Redemption or...
So somebody wrote...
Requiem. I kept saying Requiem for some reason.
What the hell? Somebody wrote Star Wars Episode 9, The Final Frontier, which I thought was the funniest thing in the world. Star Wars Response to the Spark. Star Wars Crusade of the Resistance. I laughed at that one. Rise of the Rebellion, which... Rise of Rebellion. I think they might say Rise of the Rebellion, which I know a lot of people are kind of maybe aiming toward Rise of the Rebellion. And then I can say this guy's name, Honeycutt. He put The Balance of the Force or The Grey Dawn. That's what he...
Ooh.
I like The Grey Dawn.
Grey Dawn's interesting.
Grey Dawn is really interesting. So he, yeah. And then a lot of people commented about what we thought about Kylo Ren. They liked what we said about Kylo Ren last week. And then somebody asked, like, you know, what do y'all think is going to happen with him? What's his storyline going to be?
It's from the same person that sent that email.
They asked us. And someone else on YouTube actually asked us the same thing.
Right.
Which was, hey, what do y'all think is going to happen to Kylo Ren in this next one? So we will talk about that. I think we should talk about that. I guess we can talk about it now. Like,
That sounds great.
Let's just dive right into it.
It's almost like we're a podcast dedicated to talking about Star Wars.
Yeah, was that ridiculous? So the question is, a lot of people are wondering, even myself, I'm wondering, what's going to happen to Kylo Ren in this next movie? Is he going to live? Is he going to die? What's going to happen? What do you think?
He's got to die.
I think he's going to die. It's going to be awful, but I think he's...
End of the Skywalker bloodline.
Well, it says it's the end of the Skywalker saga, not the Skywalker
I think the bloodline as well. Because if it's the end of the saga, you got to end the Skywalkers. He's pretty much the last one. Leia can't have kids.
You know what's weird is I kind of don't want him to die.
Okay, I don't either.
Why not? Why don't you want him to die?
I'm not entirely sure, if I'm going to be totally honest with you. His character is... interesting.
Right, he's interesting, and I think that we haven't seen enough, and we haven't seen the best of what we could possibly... Because he's still growing.
Well,
he's like a teenager in the ways of the dark side.
Well, we haven't seen the best of him. We also haven't seen the worst of him, I don't think.
Right, yeah.
That's so true. I think it's going to be interesting.
He's still filled with a doubt, as opposed to Vader, who was certain up until the very end.
From a certain point of view. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks, James.
I think if he dies, it has to be heroic. It has to be almost the way Vader dies, like how Vader died. You know.
So somehow he's going to save Rey.
He's going to save
Rey. Or save his mom.
Yes.
Or
the rebellion. Ooh.
Harry Carey cuts himself up samurai style at the end because he's dishonored. He's become so dishonored.
That would be nuts. I don't think they would do that, though.
Like, yeah, that's
so dark.
That'd be way too dark, yeah.
I mean, I would be really sad. I'd be like, what the hell did Abrams just do to all of us right now? Like, that's...
I was listening to a podcast with Ray Park, and he was talking about, in an old interview, how his suggestions to George Lucas on the way that Darth Maul should die in episode one was he should be beheaded. Mm-hmm. And George was like, nah, that's too dark. We can't do that. And we might want to bring you back later.
What?
He said that? No. Oh my gosh.
He knew. What a jerk. Episode one, man. Like, that was... let's not go into episode one yet. Let's
keep... Stay on target.
Stay on target. Huh? And that's going to be your shirt. Yeah. I have you now. I think Kylo Ren, as much as I want him to kind of redeem himself and kind of do something incredible, I don't think he is. I think by the time we get to 5 years later, he's probably just going to be full on, you know, evil.
Well, and again, with Carrie Fisher being a part of the movie, we don't necessarily have to jump 5 years into the future. It could be a year, 2 years. It could be just like Force Awakens into The Last Jedi. It could be a month later.
I think it's going to be like a 5-year jump.
Yeah, they said it's going to be a 5-year gap.
Who said it?
The streets. Yeah. No, I've heard they've said it. It's going to take place 5 years in the future.
Interesting. That reminds me of something that I argued with you guys about last week.
Yeah.
About Snoke having other apprentices.
Yeah.
So I did look it up on Wikipedia, and it does say he has other apprentices, but it doesn't have it sourced anywhere. So I think for me personally, if he...
Came out of a publication that the story group had final approval on. But yeah, it's kind of weird that Wikipedia doesn't have...
So for me, if he does indeed
have... I want to say Visual Dictionary.
Is it a visual... Well, they would have sourced it, though, on Wikipedia.
You would figure.
Hey, if you work with Wikipedia, if you're one of the Wookiee editors, I guess. I don't know how Wikipedia works. Let us know.
Let us know, because that's one thing that I'm also wondering why they didn't source.
Does Wikipedia function like Wikipedia, where anyone can edit? That might be the issue.
But, yeah, so for me, if he does indeed have another apprentice or other apprentices...
Apprentice.
I don't know. That's a good word for that.
I like that word.
For me, it's going to be the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
I think they're going to play a large part in episode 9.
They have to.
Kylo's kind of support, mm-hmm. major support in the new First Order.
My whole theory about what I think episode 9 is going to be about is the Knights of Ren are like the generals now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Knights of Ren are all around the galaxy, just like bringing the fight closer, like crushing the resistance, you know, down until there's only just a few of them left. And they're trying to figure out how to beat the Knights of Ren.
Right.
So Rey's trying to figure out how to do that. And in my head, I'm thinking that's how she's going to investigate the Knights of Ren. And that's where we're going to get the backstory of Snoke, the backstory of everything, and I think that's how we're going to find out.
Ben Solo becoming Kylo Ren.
Because she needs to figure out how she's going to defeat Kylo Ren's army and also the Knights of Ren. That's what I think episode 9 is going to be about. I don't know, obviously, but I think that'd be a good reason for them to go back.
And is she still going to try to redeem him?
I don't know.
I don't think so anymore. After the events of The Last Jedi and then her closing the door of the Falcon on him.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That was like shutting the possibility. And then with Leia saying that my son is gone, and Luke saying I'm not here to bring you back and I'm not here to save your soul,
Man, you know what I hope the teaser poster is? I hope it's both of them looking at each other. Like, just the side of their faces looking at each other. That'd be a good teaser poster.
Or kind of like, or away from each other.
Yeah, like Anakin and like Anakin and Padme were in the Attack of the Clones poster.
Yeah, that I think when you said that, I think about the Last Jedi teaser poster right there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at Rey's lightsaber, it's blue, then it goes red. I was like, oh my gosh, does Rey turn to the dark side at some point and maybe come back? Or is Luke on the dark side? I mean, that teaser poster just had my mind spinning when we saw it at Celebration.
The one directly behind me here, the official poster, where they had, the theory that the villain is always superimposed in the background.
Right, yeah.
And Luke is superimposed right. like that. I was like, dude, if Luke's the villain in this, I don't even know what I'm going to do. And I mean, he wasn't the villain. He wasn't what a lot of people were expecting. Right. But
well, one thing they keep going on and on about is the balance of the Force, right. the balance of this and that. So, and I can see why the poster itself is like blue and red. And even if you look at Luke's face, it's split right down the middle, blue and red, you know, this balance of good and evil. And that's one thing they were really, really pushing with this movie. But now I think the themes of episode 9 when Kylo Ren especially is there's no more balance with him. He's full on evil.
He's all red
now. He's gone into the red.
And I don't even understand why do you have the concept of balance? If you have balance, you have one good guy, one bad guy, mm-hmm. and they're fighting. I mean, that's bad. That's war. You don't want that.
Right.
You don't want the balance. So when you want like no one to exist on either dark or light fighting each other, that'd be balanced too, right?
Yeah, true.
So it's kind of weird.
I see what you mean, but I see what you mean.
You still hear all these rumors about Rey's going to be the first gray Jedi, and you know, even Ahsoka came back as basically a gray Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a Jedi anymore. She's something in between dark side and light side. She's gray.
But I don't think, because of what Luke says at the end of Last Jedi,
mm-hmm.
she's going to be a Jedi.
Yeah,
because of what he says, which that was one of my favorite parts of the whole movie. Yeah. He says, "And I will not be the last Jedi." I was like,
"And it's just going to be a new Jedi code."
Yes, and she's going to know everything now because she's studying all the books and everything. You know what I mean? So, it's, you know what I mean? Like that's so she's going to be all like freaking powerful, and it's going to be what's you know again Kylo Ren. What's he going to be like? Is he going to be just completely evil, or is he going to be like the Emperor who just like sits in his throne and doesn't do anything and just tells people what to do, or is he actually going to be in the front?
So let me ask you this. What was the coolest thing you saw Kylo Ren do in these two movies?
Stop the laser blast.
Yes,
exactly. Beat me to it. The first thing he did was the coolest thing.
Because right off the bat, I was like, I've never seen
that We've before. Never seen that before, yeah, and that's so great.
And I thought to myself, Vader couldn't do it when Han shot him.
And you immediately think, oh man, this guy's more awesome. Powerful than Vader.
And Yoda couldn't stop Palpatine's Force lightning.
He could absorb it and redistribute it, but he couldn't just stop it in midair.
Whereas Kylo Ren was able to turn around and stop it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and he held it there for like a while, and that was the coolest thing ever. So you're saying like it was just a big disappointment to how he does that really cool thing and then he just kind of doesn't do anything like that again?
Yeah.
I think my two favorite things that he does is stop the laser bolt, and then the other one is when him and Rey are fighting over the lightsaber at the end of Last Jedi, and they pull themselves closer to Anakin's lightsaber, and then it snaps. I love that scene. I think that is a brilliant scene.
Rey should have just ignited it and let it go.
Oh my god.
Credits.
Peace.
It's now a duology.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been hilarious.
I don't know. I think, yeah. Yeah, that would have been more humorous than awesome.
Well, I don't know, because when Snoke gets chopped in half, I was just like, what? You know?
Yeah.
And so to have two of those moments, like almost back to back sequentially, would have been sort of amazing.
Yeah, but then what's 9 going to be about?
Yeah.
Like, Phasma is like, I've been training your Jedi arts,
but... Well, also, you know, Phasma ate it at the end of...
No, but you know, like, before Jedi. That, we didn't know, like, Phasma was going to eat it. At that point, we didn't know Phasma was dead or not. Or she was going to die.
Did I tell you guys a story of how I thought I got spoiled before The Last Jedi? Sorry.
No, go for it.
No, what was your...
So, I was... Up until a certain point, I avoid spoilers like crazy, because, you know, other people have seen it, and then... I have friends that are in the 501st, and they've gotten opportunities that they're saying they saw the movie or they know what's going to happen. So I just kind of avoid it. And I loaded up Facebook kind of accidentally, and I read someone's little comment that I didn't think they're associated with Star Wars, but they made a reference to Rey and Kylo having a relationship.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, did I just spoil myself? So when that scene happened, when they're fighting together, I'm like, okay, well, they're going to be together now. And then it didn't happen, so I was like relieved.
Thank God.
But yeah, then you had people typing in Raylo, 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 and I'm like, gosh. What is that?
No, there's no Raylo.
Yeah.
We're going to say that Star Wars Stuff podcast officially says there is no Raylo.
That's kind of interesting how so many people want them to get together.
I do not want them to get together.
No, I think that's a terrible
idea. I think that would be one of the worst ideas in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, it's because they're brother and sister.
No, they're cousins. What are you talking about?
Game of Thrones so, up this.
that new kind of theory that maybe Rey is Han Solo's daughter, but her mom is Kira?
No, I don't.
I like that.
See,
I like
it doesn't
that
make
notion.
Any sense because Kira's not force sensitive at all. And Han's not either.
Right, and Leia is. So it doesn't make sense. It's a mirror image.
Leia wouldn't be Rey's mom.
He has a point.
Leia would be Ben's mom.
Right, yeah, so why is Rey crazy strong in the force?
Well, we don't know the end of Kira's story, though.
That's true.
We don't know. We don't know what she's got to go join up with.
But see, Leia's light. Kira's heading on the dark side.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, if it's almost like with when Rogue One came out, and people saw Jyn, and people were like,
"Rey's mom."
That's Rey's mom. And it was like, no, because you're writing yourself out of a plot hole, or you're writing yourself conveniently a good plot point,
right.
Which was, oh, this was her mother who was here during this battle, and it's like, but y'all just made that up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not.
So what's the over under on Solo connections to episode 9?
Well, I know we're gonna get, I mean, Lando obviously is a big connection.
Well, aside from Lando's a little different because he was
story-wise?
Yeah, like what kind of like little like plot point, like little things that we find in Solo and maybe only in Solo. Maybe like an L3 connection.
I can see
with
L3.
The Falcon.
I can see an L3 connection.
So that's one.
Also,
maybe some of the gangs get mentioned.
Crimson Dawn.
Dawn.
I think Crimson Dawn's gonna.
So that's two. So over under maybe two or more.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get a few things. Crimson Dawn is now really fascinating to me. Thinking about how it could maybe tie in to Snoke into the Knights of Ren.
See, I feel that the Rebellion is, if it is going to be the whole ubiquitous 5 years later, they're going to have reached out and actually contacted and made other alliances, and maybe they do kind of make a deal with Crimson Dawn, or they do, that's how Lando gets placed into the story. He has a droid army that they use.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes
and
sense.
Yeah, because in the book in Last Shot, Lando runs a droid manufacturing company now.
What if they bring back Infus Nest? What if the Cloud Riders come back in episode 9 as well? Because they were the ones who were helping fund the Rebellion. They were really like underground for the Rebellion, funding this thing. So we could get an Infus Nest. We could get the Cloud Riders in episode 9.
So you're saying we could get really old Idrio Tutubes?
Yes. I don't know.
Weasel.
And Weasel. Yeah. Weasel.
Yeah.
Really back, but it's like, I don't know.
Easy way to get him in there.
That's just a really interesting thing to think about, how Solo now affects episode 9, if it does.
If it does. I don't know that Crimson Dawn necessarily is going to directly affect them, unless, you know, after Maul. Because they don't, in Rebels, they never mentioned Maul being a part of Crimson Dawn.
No. Right.
Which is when he would have been, like, the most, affiliated with them. Or right after that.
Unless
Kira takes it over from
him. Unless Kira takes it over, and he's on his own, and he's trying to just figure out, like, where Obi-Wan is. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So.
So, I don't know. It's an interesting possibility that maybe the Resistance needs to set up some underground connections. Maybe they need to start relying on smugglers again, like the Rebellion did.
Yeah.
You know, things like that where they're just like, well, they're not necessarily the most savory characters in the world, but they agree with our point of view. We kind of have to take this step in order to get ahead.
Or we're just going to get a Rogue One reference in Last Jedi. You know what I mean? Where hyperspace tracking. They could just throw something in.
I want to see the Darksaber. That's what I want to see.
I don't know how they. I don't even know how they would animate it. I mean, how would they do it? You know what I mean?
It's ILM.
I know, but like, is it gonna look cool, or is it gonna be like?
Yeah, it's gonna look cool.
All right. Who's gonna have it though?
It's just gonna be an artifact.
That'd be crazy though if Rey creates the dark.
Oh man, that'd be so
she's
nice.
She's gotta get a new lightsaber.
If she could create some an amalgamation of the lightsaber darksaber concept.
It'd be kind of cool with her if they started it with her maybe finding a Jedi temple and getting her kyber crystal.
Well, the kyber crystal was still kind of intact, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, the whole
she had both halves.
She had both halves.
Yeah, the lightsaber exploded, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Well, the outside shell broken.
Because the way cut in two. The way it showed it, it looked like there was still like a little bit of a glow inside of it, like the kyber crystal is still like going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
if I'm not mistaken, I probably am mistaken.
Traditionally, one of the last things you do before you become a Jedi apprentice, before you become a Jedi Knight, is build your own lightsaber. Mm-hmm. They made a huge deal out of Ezra doing that. Yes. There's like a 4-episode arc, I want to say, in the Clone Wars, where they have some Padawans right before they become Padawans. Finding their kyber crystals, going through these trials, and building their own lightsabers.
What if that's like the whole plot, like Rey's away from everything, and she's just trying to find the light?
They gotta have her involved with the resistance.
And then
somehow.
Plus, they've already said like they're all gonna be together in this
right.
movie. They're all gonna, everyone's gonna hang out in this movie, almost like how Empire, everyone split up, and then Return of the Jedi, everybody's back together again. So I think that's what they're gonna do with this one, or everyone's split up in 8 now. 9.
Well, and if they sort of parallel Return of the Jedi and 9, Luke kind of hangs out with the group, goes his own way. Hangs out with the group, goes his own way.
Yeah.
They could do that with Rey again, where she's just like, hey, everybody, it's me, Rey. I'm going to be your friend. And then be like, oh, I got to go do some Jedi stuff over on Dagobah for a second.
That'd be cool. She goes back to Yoda's hut. It's like, ooh, what's this food here? I'm just kidding.
It's very moldy.
What was he eating?
It's almost like it's been here for a couple of decades.
Like 35 years or something. But yeah, so Kylo Ren, extremely fascinating character. Probably, I don't think he's going to make it toward the end of episode 9. I think either he's going to redeem himself by killing himself, or Rey's going to have to do something to him.
I vote killing himself.
I think he might do a combination of fighting with Rey and then maybe having a choice in the end. And that could lead towards redemption if he maybe saves Rey and pulls her out of danger and then he dies. I mean, but I think at this point, he's evil.
I think it's awfully hard to redeem a character like.
I watched the trailer again. I watched the trailers of The Force Awakens. And I forgot about the line. I don't know why. Where he tells Vader, "I'll finish what you started, Grandfather." And it was like, "What? Like, what was, what? What is he referring to exactly? What is he? What was Vader doing? I mean, everybody assumes that Vader destroyed the Sith, and like that was, I will finish what you started." Kylo Ren is saying, "I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm going to destroy all evil." But then you get him in 8 and you're kind of like, but he's not following.
He's like his super evil now.
Yeah, he's not following in his grandfather's footsteps. And everybody knows in the galaxy what happened to Vader, right? Everybody kind of knows, right? In the Bloodline.
Well, in the Bloodline book, Luke did tell Leia that right before he died, Vader turned back to the light side, essentially. Yeah. And that it was all Luke's doing that got him there. The love for his father, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Again, in Bloodline, even Leia has a hard time believing it.
Yeah, because everybody looks at Vader as the ultimate evil man that he was.
And so, you know, Leia could have raised Ben being like, so this was your grandpa, and he wasn't necessarily the best dude. He made a lot of mistakes.
So we don't know that information, how she addressed Vader with Ben.
Yeah, we don't know how how, I mean, we really don't know how he was raised other than a couple little glimpses of him. I think in Last Shot, he's 4, 3.
Mm-hmm. And Bloodline, he's already with.
And he's already with Luke in Bloodline. Yeah. So, you know, other than as a baby, you don't see that character at all being raised, growing up, being tempted by the dark side, being tempted, being taught the ways of the light.
So I think there's something there. There's something underlying with him. Like what his view of Vader was is what's going to ultimately happen to him in the end of 9, I think.
Well, even, but in Last Jedi, he's symbolic. I think when he destroys that helmet, that's symbolism. That's him going, you know what? Vader may not have been right. I'm going to do it my way. We have to not do it the old way. I can't finish doing what Vader wanted to do because I have to do it my way.
That's a good way.
Let the past go, kill it if you have to.
So there you go. So now we don't know what his... He might have given up on that dream. Like
started his own. Not even necessarily given up, but been like, you know what? I can't do it Vader's way. Yeah. I got to do it my way.
So, but what way? You know what I mean? Like, what's he...
Dick way.
What's he trying to do, though? Like, what's he ultimately trying to do now?
I think he's trying to run the galaxy.
Yeah, I agree.
And then plus he kind of does the whole like, join me, you know, we can rule the galaxy, right? You know, he tells that to Rey and Vader told that to Luke. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, what if he's trying to achieve that goal again, where you have the, you're the ultimate ruler of everything.
Well, and on the other hand, Kylo Ren has gotten farther than Vader ever did. Vader was never more than second.
True.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So Kylo Ren is first. He's the big bad on Supreme campus leader. Now. He's a supreme leader, Kylo Ren.
Man. So.
He's already surpassed whatever Vader could have accomplished.
Very true. I was watching the trailers. Okay. And then the very first trailer, Luke does that amazing dialogue or that monologue. The Force is strong in my family. I have it. My sister has it. My father has it. You have that power too. Who is he talking to? A lot of people could think he's talking to a young Ben Solo. But of course, the big thing everyone thinks is he's talking to Rey. Like, mm-hmm. That's who he is speaking to about all of this. Or was that just Abrams' way of being like, it's Star Wars. This is, you remember this line, don't you? Here it is. And then, you know, the trailer starts. Or was Abrams telling us something like way back when? You know what I mean?
Well, we always talk about how they didn't have an overarching storyline and a plan, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could almost say he's talking about the whole democratization of the Force, how everyone can have it.
So
that's third option.
He may not be referring to his bloodline at all, just stating a fact. Hey, my family's strong in the Force, and you also are strong in the Force.
True.
But we ain't related, but...
And of course, in the movie, he's talking to Leia.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, true. But then he says, my sister has it. In the trailer. Mm-hmm. So he's not talking to Leia. He's talking to somebody about his family.
So he says, the very last line is, you have that power too. He was still talking to Leia. They just took that line and added it at the end.
Yeah, I see what you're
saying. Or was it in sequence? Because she didn't know at the time that they were brother and sister.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because he says that too.
So all of that was all towards Leia. Yeah.
And then we've all heard that thing where they said Leia was supposed to be like huge in episode 9. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people said like this was gonna, they said she's really important in episode 9.
And yeah, it was gonna be like, you thought Mary Poppins was epic. Get a load of episode 9 Leia. Bam! Double bladed lightsabers.
She has an extra pair of arms that comes out. You're like, what? She has an extra pair of arms the whole time? What is going on here?
I was trained by Count Dooku in your
Jedi. You see that one where it's like this, Count Dooku says, turn on all four lightsabers and
spin them around real quick.
And it worked. I mean, obviously it worked. Yeah. So, Kylo Ren, he's gonna die.
How we don't know,
but overall, I think last week I was kind of convinced that he was a what do we call it? He's an anti-hero or a villain.
That was our debate last week.
But now I think, and after you talked to us, David, I believe he is a villain now. I believe he's not gonna.
Do you think he's gonna have a new helmet mask?
I don't think so.
Unless it's super shiny.
I don't think he's gonna have a helmet. I knew Johnson said like it was rough trying to figure out if he should have it or not. They really wanted to see his face.
Mm.
And he was like, he said it was painful to shoot that scene where he just destroys it. And because when they promoted the movie, Force Awakens, like that helmet, that face was everywhere.
Yep.
That was on everything.
Yeah. And it's a cool helmet.
It's a cool helmet. It's really cool. I mean, Joe Bags always says it looks like Daffy Duck, like a little bit like the. I
was like, sure. Whenever he gets his beak blown off.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see it.
After he told me that, I looked at the helmet. I was like, damn it. Like, why did you ruin it?
Then all the stormtroopers, they look like Donald Ducks. Yeah.
And they all look like they have a big happy face.
Yeah.
We won't talk about that. Yeah, there's Phasma right there with her happy face.
Our listeners can't unlisten to this, though.
Yeah, very true. What are you going
to
say?
Should we keep talking about this or move on to news in the world of Star Wars?
I think we did enough.
Because I could talk about this all day, but...
Yeah, I agree. But I think we did enough about Kylo and what we think about
him. Move along.
So, big news this week. You want to go ahead and...
Sure. So, this week, they announced the budget that Jon Favreau was going to be working with for his TV show. Something in the ballpark of $100
million. $100 million.
For his full 10-episode run. Which is to take place after Return of the Jedi.
I think 3 years after Return of the Jedi. I think that's the number that's kind of going around.
So, that budget's ridiculous.
That's insane.
That's really big.
First season shows don't get that budget.
Ever. Yeah.
Game of Thrones took them forever to get that budget. Disney told Favreau, hey, here's $100 million, 10 episodes.
Make it work.
And he will. I am 100% sure. I mean, yeah, he's going to kill it. It's going to be amazing.
Well, he's got the resume for it, too, which is the amazing thing. You know, with Iron Man, The Jungle Book, Chef.
Chef was great.
I love Chef.
Have you ever seen Chef?
You got to see it.
It's so awesome. It's
really good.
It was his way of showing people, like, hey, big budget, small budget, I got this.
I got it all.
And Zathura, I really enjoy Zathura.
He did Zathura?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Elf?
I never saw that.
I never saw it either.
He did Elf.
He did, what's the casino movie?
Rounders?
No.
Swingers.
Thank you.
Oh, Rounders was this is the So Text NFL, so I'm not.
So, I mean, he's got the resume to show, hey, man, I can do some
awesome stuff.
Especially
The Jungle Book.
Look,
that movie was, I loved that movie so much. I thought I was going to hate it.
I was not expecting anything out of The Jungle Book at all, and it's fantastic. It's a really good movie.
I agree.
Yeah. Favreau just knows how to make a solid film.
Yes, and which was, like, when they announced, hey, he's going to be doing a live-action TV show, I was like, cool. And then they were like, he already has, like, 6 episodes written by himself. Like, he just wrote it. Like, what? And then I read somewhere that production begins this October, which means he's probably fading away from Lion King now, meaning that it's principal photography's done. Now it's all up to, because there's no live action anybody.
We're assuming all of Lion King is probably just CG.
Just crazy.
A ton of CG.
So you figure the next big news we get is going to be casting news for Favreau's.
Oh my series, gosh, right? I didn't even think about casting news for.
That is true, yeah, because if they start in October, we have to know.
Because it's August already.
Yeah.
We're halfway through August almost.
I keep forgetting that the year's almost.
And it's going to drop on a random Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means in Celebration, we're going to get episode 9, Rian Johnson's. I think Ray did something about Rian Johnson's. Benioff and Weiss will probably do the whole video.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
We're still working, I promise.
and then I think we're going to get more Clone Wars, and then we're definitely going to get a teaser for Favreau's live action show. I'm pretty sure we're gonna. And he's going to be there.
So, oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. What kind of amazing?
Doesn't he have a connection to Chicago? I think he's from there.
He probably is. I mean, maybe.
I feel like he does.
I think Vince Vaughn is from there.
Yeah,
and they always hang out. Or used to.
They're cool.
What kind of cast do you think they're gonna have?
So there's gonna be a female lead. There's gonna be.
Which I will be delighted.
Yes, I will be delighted too. But who?
And how old?
Who
are we going to go Ezra Bridger route? Make her a teenager? Are we going to go?
It's going to be Alicia Vikander.
That would be nuts. You know who she is, right? Tomb Raider, Ex Machina.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be fantastic. I would, if they announce her it's beautiful. Like, that's gonna be amazing. But, or they could go the whole Daisy Ridley route and just find some actress. What?
So Game of Thrones is finishing up right now. They're shooting it right now.
Yeah.
What if a whole bunch of them just transition over?
I'd be so down.
Oh my gosh, what if it's Arya? I can't think of her name.
Oh,
Maisie Williams.
Oh,
hell yeah.
That'd be awesome. But, okay, so here's the thing. Every studio is trying to get their Game of Thrones
right.
episode. Like, everyone is trying.
Right. Like Amazon got Lord of the Rings.
Amazon got Lord of the Rings. Hulu, Hulu got something else. Like, they're trying to...
I know, like, MTV tried it with the Chronicles of Shannara or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they only got a couple episodes.
So, they got a whole season.
And I think Jon Favreau was involved with that.
He was?
I think so.
I think he was an executive producer yeah. on it.
So
maybe not executive,
thinking
but he was a
about
producer.
Disney saying, hey, we want a Game of Thrones, Star Wars. It's like, what?
How do we cast this?
How do yeah. we cast this?
We get the Game of Thrones
everyone
characters.
Everyone is done with Game of Thrones now.
Everyone has an English accent.
Like, so, not to be that guy, but that cast from Game of Thrones is very...
That cast.
They're very white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's like almost no people of color in there.
What's wrong with white people?
Nothing. I'm literally the only one in this room right now. And so, and I honestly, I don't want to see an all white Star Wars cast.
Fair enough.
So,
well, I mean, it doesn't have to be the entire
right.
cast, but.
But so, you know, you got to think kind of outside.
But a lot of those people will be looking for work.
You know, it'd be a really cool casting choice for them is if they took the lady that played Ghost in Ant-Man and the Wasp 2.
Yeah,
oh,
she would
yeah.
be a great.
She's awesome.
She would be a great casting idea for Favreau. You know, just John, if you want to stop
yeah,
by,
John, like, yeah, we're,
stop
yeah.
by the podcasting studio and sit with us. We'll help you out.
Yeah, we got some really cool ideas.
I know you've probably got the entire series written at this point, but
and I'm 100% sure he probably already has his cast like done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's probably much further along than we think he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's almost definitely a female lead. There's got
to
be, like, either a droid or an alien best friend in there, right?
Mm-hmm. And if the budget's big enough where they could do, like, a completely digital, like, you know, K2SO L3 thing, like, they could just
right.
a completely digital character and go from there, and it's like...
It man. Would also be really cool, though, to have a practical droid.
Well, I mean, Lost in Space did that, but I wasn't too crazy about that robot. Like, it looked like a guy...
That robot was practical?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, for when he's, like, humanoid walking
right.
around, it's
definitely
a
dude in a
it's
suit.
A well-known actor who does that stuff. Not Doug Jones, surprisingly.
Or it could be a droid-alien hybrid, kind of like how Forlom is. It looks like he's got, like, 3PO's shell, and
yeah,
it's like
yeah,
an alien
yeah.
head.
We don't know anything. Like, we don't know how this show's going to work. What's it going to be about? Whether or not it's going to tie into the trilogy? Like, I mean to the movies? It has to, though, right?
Who's the bad guy?
Yeah, who's the villain? Like, what do we...
Bounty hunters.
That'd be cool.
It's all Dengar all the time. It's so, just a movie about Dengar. It's a show about Dengar.
So, slowly unraveling his head wrap.
For 10 episodes.
Did they
to reveal Voldemort's head on the back.
What? They're all involved? Like, it was all...
Plot twist.
Disney buys the Wizarding World.
That'd be nuts.
There's no way that's ever going to happen.
No. So,
of course, we said the same thing about
something.
Fantastic Four and stuff.
Now that's happening.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, what was I going to say? So is Favreau, this is all his. This is all his story.
Yeah. It's his brainchild.
That's insane to think that Lucasfilm was like, what do you have in mind? He told them, they're like, cool, it's all yours.
Yep.
Do it. So, and then they said, all right, here's a $10 million per episode. Go for it. So this story has to be something insanely great for us. You know
how
I mean?
Crazy would it be if, like, the first 9 episodes were, like, $1 million each, and he just dropped $91 million into episode 10?
And it's, like, the craziest battles ever. It's
yeah.
like, what is happening? But the cast is going to be something to really, really look for. Like, who's going to be in this thing?
What names are we going to know already? What names are we going to maybe fall in love with as mm-hmm. the stuff goes on? Because, you know, Star Wars has a tradition almost at this point of taking no-name people
mm-hmm.
and making them
no.
awesome.
So here's my next question to y'all. Is this going to tie into 9? Is this are these characters we see going to tie into episode 9? Some of them. Not all of them. Some of them. And some of the plot points going to do that.
There's a slim chance.
Yeah.
It's very slim. And it's not going to be a main character.
Oh, no.
Think.
I mean, not that. But, like, some of the things that happen, do you think they could tie into 9?
I mean, it'll be little bitty plot points here and there, kind of like
what they did with the Cloud Riders.
Yeah, the Cloud Riders, or you know, in Star Wars Rebels, at one point Ezra holds up a lightsaber that looks very similar to Kylo Ren's, or you know, nothing really is for sure part of the sequel trilogy that they've released.
Maybe in a 6 degrees type of way,
right?
Oh, okay. That's all I was wondering. That'd be.
Oh my God! What if Kevin Bacon's in that?
I heard he was part of the Avengers. No,
I'd watch that. Man, Kevin Bacon's like, I'm the villain in
the new Favreau series.
I'd be like, yes. Why are we not watching this?
Why is this not already made?
Will Ferrell shows up in there. That'd be nuts.
Why's he gotta be the villain?
That'd be cool, right? Will Ferrell's I'm in this. I'm the villain. So
like that time he did that Lifetime movie.
I heard about that.
Or the movie that he did.
It was
Spanish.
All serious.
Oh yeah. Watch like that. Favreau's like secret. Like he's holding it back, and he's been like preparing Will Ferrell for this. Like ever since Elf, he's like, "Hey man, one day it's."
I mean, there could be some pretty wild cameos with Favreau in there. You know,
he has a lot of good friends in Hollywood. I mean, look at Chef. I mean, like you said, he called it like every favorite.
Yeah,
it's like Robert Downey Jr., Sophia, and Dustin Hoffman. Like. Oliver Platt, like all these crazy actors, he got them all in one movie, and it was like, what? So it's, I cannot wait to see that show. I can't wait to see footage from that. So I think Celebration, we will get something. He's going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to get something. I mean, it doesn't, I would love for him to be there, but if, I know there's going to be something, and we're all going to like go crazy.
Just lose our minds.
And he's going to say, it's just for this room, and I'm going to go even crazier.
Oh man, it's going to be awesome. We're going to be there. Yeah, I keep saying each week we will be there. It's going to be awesome.
It's okay, happening.
So another big thing happened this week. A story was flying around about episode 9 being split into 2 movies.
Yeah.
we discussed this earlier, and we are very much not for this. And while some people, I mean, Colin's awesome. Colin's great, but Colin wrote, hey, that just means more Star Wars movies. And I read other people say, like, hey, that more Star Wars, that's great. And it's like, yeah, but it's Star Wars hasn't done that. Like, it just would not feel right to split it into 2 movies.
For me, it's not a novel-based series.
Yeah.
It's not Harry Potter. It's not, not Lord of the Rings.
Hunger Games.
It's not Twilight.
Twilight.
Which James has watched.
Yes, I did watch. Okay, you want to know the story? Okay, the person I was with at the time, the girl I was dating at the time, said, let's watch them so we can make fun of them. And I said, okay,
that's
sure.
That's how she trapped you into watching.
And later on, I figured out we bought those things.
We bought
those movies. And it was like, it wasn't until the third movie where I was like, wait a second. I think I know exactly what just happened, and then I got sucked into watching
it. And then you were like, and now that I know she likes these, I have to leave her.
Yeah, and then that was it.
So there was a Black Friday where my wife and I were going to go out and buy some stuff. And I think it was the first Black Friday where it just exploded. Mm-hmm. And that was the same time there's a Twilight movie. And we saw the lines, and we're like, forget this. It was at Creekside.
Okay.
And we're like, let's just go to the movie theater. And the thing that was playing was Twilight. And we're like, well, let's, instead of waiting outside in the cold, let's just wait in here and just go see a movie. So that's the movie I think we saw. So yeah, it was cool. I mean, I was with my wife, no kids.
I've never been more disappointed in 2 people in my entire life. Do you know how many Twilight movies I've seen? 0. I haven't seen a single one. Jeez.
Well, okay. Yes. Now you know.
So what if they cast from Twilight in the Star Wars series?
It's Star Wars then. It's not Twilight. Okay, it's okay.
I could see some of those people.
Robert Pattinson being in one of these things as like a villain or a hero, I'm down. He's a talented actor.
Or the super pale white lady.
How did this morph into Twilight talk?
let's keep going about
Kristen James. Something.
Episode 9 is being split into 2 movies, right? That's what we're talking about.
The sure. Deathly Hallows Part 1, and then Breaking Dawn. Breaking Grey Dawn, Part 2.
It was like, and then even the Hunger Games did 2 movies. The Hobbit did 3 movies.
Yeah, and that looks shorter than anything in Lord of the Rings.
I mean, if you really want to get into it, they're like, let's do 3 of these things. Who else did 2 movies?
Well, Dune is about to do 2 movies. Have you heard about that?
Doom? Dune. Okay.
Yeah, Frank Herbert.
I thought they were trying to make another Dune movie already.
Denis Villeneuve is trying to do two movies.
Which, I'm down.
Like, yeah, we're all down in the sci-fi community.
Whatever he says he's going to do, I'm there opening day to see
that. Exactly. But, of course, they're going to wait and see what the first one does financially.
Well, they've also been trying to get a Dune movie off the ground for
But then once decades. He signed on, though, it was like the movie, it got fast-tracked and like, let's make this movie's going to get made now. I think he has a nice enough fan base to where people will maybe show up and show their support for him. I mean, then again, Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah, the home video sales did great.
Home video sales did amazing.
What you figure it would.
And it's been lauded as a great movie. It just didn't have a lot of box office
success. Did you ever see Sicario? I know we're talking about
Sicario is really good.
I haven't seen it.
It's really good.
It's not Star Wars, so.
It's not Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Benicio del Toro's in it.
But he's shown interest of wanting to do a Star Wars movie. He's one of the few directors who has actually said, hey, I'd like to do one. Whereas every other director who we love is like, nope.
Not a chance, man.
Not gonna do it. He's like, I'd love to do one. Yeah. It's like, wow. Like,
that'd be pretty incredible.
Like if Johnson says, oh, here's my trilogy. I'm not going to do the first movie.
Oh, yes.
That would be amazing.
If he's going to do the first one, I'd be like,
And see, we never think of him. I don't think. A lot of people don't think of Denny to do a Star Wars film.
After I saw 2049, Blade Runner 24, I was like, he can do anything. Because it was like Prisoners I loved. Prisoner. That was a Prisoner I loved. That was one with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal.
I didn't really like that movie
I don't think I've seen any of those.
And he did Arrival. Did you ever see Arrival?
Nope.
It's
a good slow burn, yeah.
It's a great slow burn. And then Blade Runner and then Sicario. I was like, no, he did Sicario, then he did Blade Runner.
And then Sicario 2?
He didn't direct that.
Yeah,
He wrote it, though, no?
No.
Produced it.
The writer of the first one wrote. Anyway.
Gotcha.
But anyways, so he's great. Visually, he's a fantastic director. Yes, Star Wars. I would love to see him do a Star Wars movie.
So who's directing the third of Rian Johnson's trilogy?
Ooh, that'd be good. I don't know. Us. Who do you think? Who?
Us.
An unknown. I could see him bringing up an unknown director to do it.
Yeah, I think that's the playground where you bring in unknown and
I don't think super high potential directors. I don't think Benioff and Weiss are actually going to direct any of those Star Wars. I think they're going to write amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. They're going to produce it, and they're going to hire probably some of the directors they worked with in Game of Thrones to come in, and which...
Just a bunch of crate dragons.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool.
That'd be really cool. So anyways, back to the Star Wars being two movies.
anyways, back to Deadpool.
That's never going to die.
Oh, never.
Just like Deadpool.
I'm not even on that podcast.
Okay, so so just in case I don't know, we have a podcast called the SoTech Cinephiles where we talk about cinema just in general. And there was one podcast where we were talking about like our most anticipated movies of the summer. And somebody said,
it's the first episode, right?
No, it's the Deadpool one.
Second one, I think.
Because we said Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
And then he had a Mamma Mia sequel that David says. Mamma Mia. What did you say? You're like, Mamma Mia.
Revenge of the Mamma.
Mamma Mia Strikes Back. Yeah. It was a sequel. They were like, Return of the Mama. Revenge of the Mama.
Phantom Mama.
The Phantom Mama.
Attack of the Mama. And we just went off on all other movies. Mamma Mia. Anyway,
Mamma Mia The Quickening.
That movie is really bad, by the way. Mamma Mia.
Which one? We're not going to do that. We're going to focus. I watched that movie.
I tried to watch it the other night.
Well, James had Movie Pass.
Yeah, I got to see.
Well, it's on Netflix right now. The first one is.
Yeah.
I think he's talking about part two.
I saw part two as well.
I mean, that's you knew you man.
he just
disgust in his face.
He had no expression. Like,
anyway,
wow, Twilight and Mamma Mia. Next week, I'm gonna be like, "Hi, my name is James. I'm David, and Joseph isn't here this week.
Joseph's in the corner crying for some reason.
He's just brooding in the corner, just like you guys
seriously. No, I tried to watch it on Netflix the other day, and I got like 20 minutes in, and I was like, I hate everything that's happening on the screen right now.
Oh my god, Amanda Seyfried could be in the new Jon Favreau."
Yeah, she could be, I suppose.
As long as
she's not singing. None of the people in that freaking movie can sing, like, at all.
Yeah, you're right. No, but the new... No, we're not going to do this. We're talking about this later. Okay, so anyways, I don't think Abrams will split 9 into 2 movies.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, logically, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense to do 2 movies.
But it's the hot rumor that's out, and everyone printed it.
Yeah. Okay, so...
And us.
I think, we talked about it.
Welcome to bandwagon.
I feel Abrams is saying no. Kennedy is saying no.
Maybe.
Disney is probably saying yes.
Wait a minute.
We could make money, and they will. We will be there opening out of both of these movies. I mean, a lot of us will be, but in the back of our minds, we're all going to know this is not a complete story. It's going to end right in the middle somewhere. We're all going to be really bummed out because, I don't know, unless they just make it absolutely epic, unless he makes it just an amazing build to the end, and you're like, what? The next movie's going
to
be insane.
Unless it's something to the caliber of what, like, Infinity War did, mm-hmm. where it was almost a 3-hour movie? It was like a 2.5-hour movie.
It was a long movie.
And it was really well-paced. There was never a dull moment in that movie. It didn't feel like I was sitting in a theater forever.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see that happening, man. It's got to be an epic one movie. You can't have a quadrilogy. You can have a trilogy.
Yeah, because it just wouldn't be the same.
It just wouldn't be Star Wars to have more than 3 in a saga.
And what they would have to do, in my opinion, December, May. That would be the best. Instead of waiting.
If they do that.
If
Matrix Revolution style.
Yeah, where it was like...
Oh, gosh, those were bad, too.
Anyways, back to Star Wars.
Not the best business model.
No.
So, I hope they don't. We hope they don't. And if
I logically can't see them doing it.
I can see Abrams fighting tooth and nail saying, I'm not doing 2 right. Star Wars movies. Like, this is stupid.
I'm killing myself over 1. I'm not about to kill myself over 2.
Plus, what are you going to call it? Episode 9?
And a half?
Episode 9.2?
Breaking Dawn and Deathly Hallows. You're like seriously thinking about that. Wait a minute.
Those would be great titles.
No,
wait.
That'd be amazing. No. It's like it's not gonna happen. And if it does, we'll report it. But I'm pretty sure Abrams.
If it does, we will watch both movies.
We will watch both movies
with big ass-eating grins on our faces the whole time. But
So is the hype around this movie gonna be big, or is it gonna be?
See,
big?
I don't think so. You think so?
I think.
And a lot of people think that are not in the media, but I haven't heard anyone in popular media talk about any type of huge hype for the film. Yeah, it's going to be the last film, but of course, after the splitting of the fandom and all that, it might affect it somewhat.
And I have said this since day one of our podcast. Abrams has that power. He has that talent to where one teaser trailer, he brings everybody back. Everybody's back.
Yeah, if they knock it out of the park with the trailer.
Oh, see, no. I could watch the teaser trailer for Force Awakens right now and get goosebumps.
Yeah.
You show me any of the trailers for Last Jedi, which I thought were really good trailers. Yeah. It just didn't have the same impact as
Awakens did. Could it be because we were just anticipating Force Awakens so much?
No.
Well, that added to it, but I mean, they're great. The teaser trailer is fantastic.
It's got everything. It's got action. It's got everything you could want. And then at the very end, it's got that Chewy, we're home.
And
I literally am talking about it and I have goosebumps coming onto my arms. It's just the most impactful. I think it's the most impactful trailer I've ever seen.
We talked about this before, like what was better, the Force Awakens trailer or the Phantom Menace trailer, and I said for me, no, you just asked what's the best trailer in general. And I said Force Awakens teaser was one of the best trailers ever.
I still think the Phantom Menace trailer. I think to me that's the greatest trailer of all time.
Really?
Yes.
Of all time?
Of all time. Out of any movie ever.
Jeez.
I mean,
and a lot of people agree with me.
I mean, I haven't seen it since I was like, when did that come out?
99. Oh, the trailer it was in 98, the trailer.
So I haven't seen that trailer since I was 13. So, you were already in your upper teens at that point.
Yeah, I was 17.
So it probably impacted you a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's great. I just don't remember it the same way I remember the Force Awakens trailer.
So
I remember seeing, it was like on Good Morning America, like I didn't see the whole trailer.
Yeah.
I just saw the shot of Anakin running,
mm-hmm.
who I thought was Luke. Because I didn't see the whole
beginning.
Because you're a dumb kid. Shut your mouth. And then I saw, you suck, man. You suck. That's really weird. God. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Whoa, anyway. That hate just went around here.
We might be getting a little punchy.
It's Twilight, right? It's all about the Twilight thing. But no. And then I saw the double-edged lightsaber, and I was like, immediately, like, this is going to be an awesome movie. But I guess I was too young to get it. Like, I was too young to, like, I still didn't know who Obi-Wan was until the movie started. Like, I was young, I was dumb, and I didn't get it, all right?
Well, so, yeah, my state was I was going to high school. I was waking up early just to get to school to get on the internet because we had a T1 line for some reason. It was crazy. So, and luckily my first period class was algebra in a computer lab. So I was online every day going to theforce.net and going to starwars.com. And I was a member of Hyperspace and I was getting little photos and I was reading all the stuff from Pablo Hidalgo. And I knew when the trailer was going to come out. And I was ready with my VHS tape to record it because I didn't have internet at the house. So I recorded it on Entertainment Tonight, and I watched that thing so many times. And I can even remember the day after it came out, I woke up early in the morning just to watch it several times before I went to school.
I did the same.
Because I thought it was just so amazing.
With Revenge of the Sith, I did the same exact thing. Yeah. I just remember.
And then you had all the people going to buy tickets to like meet Joe Black, watch the trailer, and then just leave.
Yep. I do remember that happening.
Yes. People were doing that. Because we didn't have the internet back then.
Yeah.
Just kind of just get on freely and look up the trailer. But I remember like watching it again, like, years later and just being like, that was a really cool moment in like pop culture. Like, that was just insane. So you asked the question earlier, which was bigger, The Force Awakens hype, Phantom Menace hype? I think the Phantom Menace hype was bigger only because there wasn't social media around back then.
Right.
Whereas now,
And see, I live in a small town, and when I went to that theater at midnight, I saw people in the theater that weren't theater goers. I saw old people.
Yep.
I saw grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles. I saw families. I saw people from my school that I had no idea they had any
interest in Star Wars.
At all for Star Wars. They were there. I'm like, what are you doing here? It's like,
what are you doing, old man?
It's like everyone was there. Like the jocks, the nerds, people you wouldn't expect. I mean, like pastors. I mean, it was like wild.
Whole churches were
there. Yeah.
I had a similar experience because I'm from a small town. I live in a bigger town now, but the small town had a theater that was basically in a metal barn, and the whole town was there. I think it had 4 screens, so you had to get those tickets pretty early because it only would hold like 125 people or something. Jeez. Like that. I mean, I'm from a small town, but it's not that small, you know. It definitely has more than 125 people. But every theater was packed out. It was like, and it was kind of interesting. I don't know if you had a similar experience, but it was kind of like a high school reunion for some people at the same time as it was
probably
this
movie premiere.
Because I saw my friends, I saw my friends' parents with meeting their friends, and it just was it was like almost a religious experience.
For some odd reason, I didn't get to see it as soon as it came out. I think because school was still going on. Mm-hmm. I was young. I was still.
It came out on a Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah, I still can't believe my parents let me do it. So.
Yeah, my parents let me.
So we were there Tuesday night, and it bled into Wednesday. Yeah.
Wow. No, I had to see it like not that Saturday, but like the next Saturday, because I think my brothers were like, "It's gonna be too packed for us to even go." So when I saw it, it was a little bit later, and I had already been asking people questions because I couldn't fathom there being an opening crawl. I just couldn't fathom. I was like, "Oh, they got to do the opening. They really did an opening. That's weird. Like, that's so bizarre." I'm stupid. I was a dumb kid back then.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, I was also dumb at 10 years old. Yeah. I was 10.
And
you're supposed to be dumb.
So the hype for that movie was a lot more incredible than Force Awakens. I think for Force Awakens, it was like, wow, this is really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people, including myself, were still waiting for the whole. Just kidding.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. The budget's too much. Like, the movie's not going to come out. Like, I just kept thinking the movie's never going to come out.
And that's how I felt for episode one.
And, oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. And then, so when the movie finally came out, it was like, all right, cool. Like, this is amazing. And the whole world was involved. Like, because we talked about how Force Friday for Force Awakens, like, the whole world, there was a YouTube channel where they were just looking at all the toys. They were Australia, Japan.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. It was like, everybody is looking forward to this. And whereas in Phantom Menace, we didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have any of that stuff.
We had word of mouth and Entertainment Tonight.
And and then the toys were just insane. Mm-hmm. Like, all the thought that went into every single one of those toys.
Well, and the merchandising too was insane. I remember having Pogs from, I think it was like Pizza Hut and Taco Bell and KFC, because they're all the same people. They had like this joint thing. So, you know, anytime you would get a chance to eat out, my parents would be like, where do you want to go eat? And I'm like, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, or KFC. And I don't think I'd ever had KFC at that point.
My friend from, who lived a couple of houses down from me, where I grew up, he gave me some of his Taco Bell posters and kind of put up, and it's like a whole, like, I had all but one of them. And I was so disappointed. And I had them all, like, in my, like, I had some of them, like, on my, above my bed, looking, like, so when I opened my eyes, first thing I saw in the morning was the Star Wars poster. Like, I was just, it was insane, the hype for that first movie. And I always say, like, I'm generation 2.5, no, 1.5 or 2.5.
I can't remember what we said on that other episode.
I'm not the first generation. I was the second generation.
Yeah.
Star Wars fan, because I caught Star Wars in the early 90s.
Right.
And I was already a Star Wars fan before episode 1 even came out. Like, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So 1.5, I guess you can call it. Because 2 would be the prequels, right? Or
anyway, back to Deadpool 2.
Back to Deadpool 2. But anyways, I'm just saying, like, you know, it was insane how excited people were. And I'm wondering, are they going to be able to create that same hype with the final story, the final one?
The final Skywalker story. The final
Skywalker story with this movie.
I don't think so.
I mean,
it's not going to be as big. I think it's going to be huge, but I don't think.
Can you imagine? Okay, at the end of this trailer, we need to get something almost, it has to be better than Chewie Were Home. What is better than Chewie Were Home? Exactly.
Luke, I'm back. Not as a ghost.
That would be crazy. Yeah, I could see that. The last
that,
shot
that would light the internet on fire.
What if it's a shot from that weird time dimension from Rebels?
General public wouldn't get that.
Yeah, they wouldn't. You need something.
You need to have like Luke, Leia, or Han.
So it's but Luke's there with Rey. Let's say you see Rey walking up and going, "Luke, how are you here?"
That, or maybe like an army of Jedi or an army of red lightsabered.
Or the Knights of Ren going to town on something.
I don't know. No, like, it would need to be, it would have to cut to black, and then it would have to show one more thing.
There's got
to
be some kind of a vocal cue in that black.
To where people just gasp and then yell. Because that's what happened. That's what happened with Chewie, black, and they showed his face. I got goosebumps thinking about it. Because everybody yelled. Everybody went crazy. So they have to deliver something like that with 9. But what it's going to be, it has to be Luke. Luke has to do something amazing, like at the very end of that trailer. Or
Leia.
But I don't think it's going to be the same. You know what I mean? Because the footage we have of Leia is the footage we have. There's nothing.
But we don't know what that footage is, though.
Yeah, that's and the thing. Also, you can't discount that. You could get a cheap pop for having.
Yeah, if JJ Leia has that much faith in that old footage, maybe there's something that is brilliant.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, we won't know. We won't know until we see this.
We'll know maybe this Black Friday.
Oh my god! But I don't think,
wants to gamble on it?
I don't think
20 credits.
I don't think this trailer. I don't think this teaser trailer is going to be. It's not going to be as crazy as the next teaser trailer. Whereas, remember the Force Awakens teaser trailer? There's been an awakening. Have you felt it? Then boom, 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 boom. We show the faces. We show that. I think he's going to do something similar to that to get people hyped. But then at Celebration, he's gonna bring the house down.
Yeah, I want it to be something that's really crazy, like all out Star Wars, and just have space battle, land battle, just lightsabers clashing.
That, okay, that would
airspace.
That would be the ending of the trailer, which is showing the space battle, showing this happening, and then showing a field of Kylo Ren running with his lightsaber with an army behind him, and then Rey running also with a lightsaber.
Showing, or no, having the army run at them and then have Rey ignite her new lightsaber.
Yep.
Like and Masters then... of the Universe, the final battle. From Skeletor and He-Man.
Or was it X-Men? The 90s cartoon X-Men, where, oh, yeah, where the big force of good guys and the big force
in
of
the
bad
intro
guys.
Is yeah. running into each other.
I mean, that would be cool.
Force blast.
Jedi. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the final battle. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah. It'd be something.
Episode 9, Jedi v. Sith.
Everybody just goes, oh. Did they really just go with that? That kind of sucks.
Really?
What do we need to announce?
One member of this podcast had a big thing happen this week.
I suck at life. Yes.
I was like, that's not it.
That's not it.
What is it?
No, that's definitely it.
No, not that you suck at life.
No, oh. No, that was common knowledge ahead of time.
I was a dumb kid who sucked at life.
Presently sucks at life.
Even when I was a kid, it was awful.
But yeah, no, we have another bit of big news. We need to extend a huge congratulations to our very own David Lozano for finally getting into the 501st.
Yay!
Yes! Yay!
I know that's probably not going to sound great on the mics, but
I don't care, but that's really, how do you feel? Like, are you super psyched or like, are you like?
Yeah, I'm just kind of like in shock.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is I found out about my approval on the 8th and then I got my ID on my birthday on the 10th.
Yeah, man.
That's amazing.
So, it's a great birthday present to get. Aww. And it was, they give you the option to select, I think, a total of 6 possibilities because your second might be taken. Mm-hmm. So, my first got chosen. So, I got the one fantastic. That I wanted. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing, man. I'm really happy for you.
Yeah.
Can you say your call
well,
sign?
I'll say this. I won't tell you exactly what it is, but it spells the word pilot in
awesome.
Leet speak.
Nice.
That's awesome. That's amazing. So I think you and I got to look into this whole 501st thing. Just kidding. But that's really awesome, dude. Like, it's really cool. And I feel like we are officially a cool podcast now because we have a member of the 501st.
That's well, right.
Colin's a member.
Or, I mean, yeah, you have a Colin.
So we've got 2 members.
We got 2, yeah.
50% of the members of this podcast are in the 501st.
Yeah.
That's kind of fantastic. How many other podcasts can say that?
I don't know.
Exactly. Hopefully none. Just
you know what? I don't think. There's not a Star Wars podcast out there that has even a single 501st
Disagree.
Member.
There's one now. Star Wars Stuff
Podcast. Star Wars Stuff Podcast.
Except for maybe the 501st podcast. But
they're probably all members.
Yeah.
They're probably listening to us going, these guys are stupid. These guys are dumb. The news.
I think that's it.
But that's pretty awesome.
Other than hearing that Jeremy Bullock retired from the convention circuit. Yeah. Yeah, so we won't get to see him at Celebration.
Was he at Orlando?
I think he was, but he wasn't very like prevalent. You know, he didn't have like a booth
there.
Or
I didn't see his,
yeah.
You can get his autograph.
Yeah, he was hanging out.
Yeah. Okay.
But
yeah, so Jeremy Bullock is no longer gonna be at any more of the conventions.
Yeah.
So
and he is older.
Yeah, he's a lot older. He was cool. He was Boba Fett, in case y'all didn't know.
Yeah, Jeremy Bullock, Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Where's Boba Fett?
Boba Fett?
Where? Boba Fett, where?
So, yeah, I think on that note, we can officially finish the podcast if you guys want.
I think we did pretty good.
Again, congratulations to you, David.
Yes, awesome.
Thanks.
Well deserved.
Yes, and tune in next Monday for another awesome topic.
Sure.
Yeah, and then if anything else breaks this week, look us up on YouTube. Star Stuff Podcast on YouTube, and we try to get the new, like, some new stuff out right away. And also Instagram, Star Wars Stuff Podcast on Instagram. And,
email, Star Wars Stuff Podcast at gmail.com.
And, yeah, leave us, and if you want us to talk about something, we'll talk about it. Like, we love to read everything that you send us.
Yeah,
and,
all the emails have been great. Yeah, it's great to read them and see who's listening. Yeah,
we appreciate you guys you know, reaching out to us and having
Give us your opinions. We always give you ours.
Yeah, I know. So, hey, thank you for listening, and may the Force be with you.
Always.